Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Once again we have come back with another fantastic episode of this series called The Early Echo. Yes, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel here in South Africa or throughout the world. We say marhaba, welcome to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. We have been afforded another opportunity and chance to echo the teachings of the Holy Quran and the sunnahs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of this program called The Early Echo. Jiha, Allah Azza wa Jalla ka karam hai. This is the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas we have a beautiful day here in South Africa, and this is the ni'mah and the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal for every breath that we take, subhanallah. So as I always motivate our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel to begin your day by invoking durood and salutations upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that day can never be a brightened one in which Salatul Fajr had been missed. A person should not begin his day by stressing about the affairs related to the dunya. Rather, when you open your eyes in the morning, first thing a person should do is to make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal. And once you show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, of course, make some intentions. How would you then spend the rest of your day till the evening or till you go back to bed, being loyal, being a true ummati of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doing those actions which will bring about the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. If every day of our lives could be spent in this way, who says that you should not eat? Who says that you should not enjoy? Allahu Akbar. All of these things are natural and they are attached to your life, for you have families, you have job, you have business, you have different commitments in life. But along with that, every step that you take, remember that you and I, we all need to earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not do any action, do not commit any action that will cause the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal to befall upon us. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, begin and start your day with this energetic and enthusiasm. Begin your day with this power, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, so that the rest of the day that you spend should be electrified, inshallah, in this way, in this manner, that you would be a true follower of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For now, listen to this beautiful, fragrant waqi'ah and story that is in relation to the blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak. It has been mentioned that a pious person by the name of Hazrat Allama Maulana Ahmad Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Muhammad bin Ahmad Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has written in his book that once a woman had come to the court of Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and she complained of her deceased daughter. She said, "Ya Rasul," she says, "Hazrat, please, could you please give me something to read or to do in order for me to see my deceased daughter in my dream, for I have lost her." So Hazrat had given her certain things to do. She left. She returned back after some time and she began to cry. Upon asking why she crying, she replied and mentioned, "Ya Hazrat, the problem is that I had done what you had told me to do." She complains to Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala li, that what you told me to do, as you directed me to do, I have done that, and alhamdulillah, I was fortunate enough to see my deceased daughter in my dream. But however, in the condition and situation that I had witnessed my deceased daughter is beyond imagination. I had seen her feet was bound together, she had chains tied around her body. Allahu Akbar. And she was crying. She was wearing a garment that was made with fire. And she was being punished and tormented. And therefore, as a mother, I have come back to your bargah. I have come back to your court, for I cannot accept, or I cannot see, or even imagine my daughter being punished in this way. Yes, she was a sinner. She had committed many sins in this dunya, for which I am sure she is being tormented. But Huzur, can you please do something for this azab to be lifted away? Supplicate on her behalf. And she mentioned these few words and she left. After some time, Khaja Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala slept during the night, and he seen a beautiful girl that was sitting on a throne, while she had a beautiful crown adored on her head, and she was wearing a heavenly garment. With a smile on her brightened face, she asked, "Huzur, have you recognized who I am? I am the daughter of that woman who came to you and complained about my critical condition." Allahu Akbar. Upon hearing this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala then inquired and asked, "But your mother had complained about your critical condition. Yes, you are right. You were being tormented, you were being punished. Then how did this transformation take place?" Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers on this Ramadhani channel, keep your hands on your heart and try to understand the virtue and blessings of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of our beloved master, our beloved Aqa, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How faith refreshing this incident is, because then she mentioned, "Huzur, I was a sinner. I committed many, many sins in my life. And yes, I had been tormented for that in the grave. But the moment my mother had left from your bargah, from your court, it was that moment that a pious person was passing by the Qabristan, by that cemetery in which I had been buried. And as this pious and noble personality passed that graveyard in which I was buried, he had invoked just one durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by the virtue and blessings of reciting that one durood, Allah Azza wa Jal had lifted the torment and punishment from over 560 graves of this Qabristan. Allahu Akbar. Yes, the azab had been removed, and I am that fortunate and lucky girl that I had been amongst those 560 people that had been forgiven by the virtue and blessings of one darood. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, imagine if that person had recited just one darood, and the blessings of that one darood is that Allah Azza wa Jal had forgiven those people that have left this dunya. If they can be forgiven, if their sins can be pardoned, then what about those brothers and sisters who are alive? Allahu Akbar, you have the chance, you have this mawqa, you have this unique opportunity to recite abundance of durood and send salutations and salams upon the cause and cream of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't lose this opportunity. Take full advantage of it. Every single morning, whenever we begin this program, we always begin by giving you the blessings and the virtues of reciting. We speak about the fadail in relation to Darud-e Pak, so that you and I and we all can be motivated to begin our day. As you are driving to work, as you are on your way to your house, to your office, back and forth, whatever the condition may be, inshallah, whenever you have a chance, instead of listening to different things of the radio, instead of having useless conversations, if you could only make the habit of beginning your day by reciting 313 times durood. 313, just try this, inshallah. You don't know, by the virtue of this, how many different adversities and problems could be removed from your path, because these obstructions and calamities may come to your path without you knowing, or they could be there as an obstruction, an obstacle, but because of you reciting durood-e pak, by the virtue of that, Allah Azza wa Jal will clear your path. Allahu Akbar. Try it, inshallah, and you shall see the blessings of it in this world as well as in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Let's recite once again durood-e pak, inshallah. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yes, sarwar kahun ke maliko maula kahun tujhe. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, this kalam is composed by none other than, of course, Imamul Kalam, Kalamul Imam, Ash-Shah Mawlana, Mufti Ahmad Ridha Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman. Chaliye, is kalam ko sunte hain, اور نعت پاک کے فوراً بعد ہم دوبارہ اس پروگرام کے ساتھ حاضر ہوں گے انشاءاللہ. پلیز بی ٹیون ٹو مدنی چینل ٹل وی کم بیک. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. اللہ اکبر. دس کلام نعت پاک وچ وی ہیو بین لسننگ ٹو, ایز آئی مینشنڈ ارلی آن دیٹ اٹ ہیز بین ریٹن اینڈ کمپوز بائی اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. ہی ہیز ایکچولی یو نو broken the nib of his pen by writing this kalam in terms of its meaning. Sarwar kahun ke maliko maula kahun tujhe baaghe khaleel ka gule zeba kahun tujhe. Allahu Akbar. Such praises of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Lekin razane khatme sukhan is pe kar diya, خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہوں تجھے. Dear viewers on this Abadani channel, there should be another silsila, another program and series of programs in which we can actually explain these ash'ar and couplets to you, because if you do not, or if you did not understand the meaning of these poems and qasaid and naats, Allahu Akbar, then I would say that we are in a loss, because the meaning of it is so beautiful. Subhanallah, it actually revives the ishq, muhabba and love in the heart of a believer, and this strengthens the connection and bond between the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal and the ummati. You as a follower should love the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This love needs to progress. This connection needs to strengthen. Just as you try to strengthen your business on a daily basis, just as you try to strengthen your bond with your family, with your children on a daily basis, it's a challenge. There are ups and downs, good days and bad days. Likewise, dear viewers on this Madani channel, the situation of the iman and the belief in the heart also increases and decreases. But we need to allow this iman to increase on a daily basis. We need to work hard towards it. Kis tarah ka hum amal kare, kis tarah ke hum kaam kare, jisse ye badhta jayega. Allahu Akbar. To aap ye channel dekhte rahe, Madani channel dekhte rahe, kyunki ye ek zariya hai, mashallah, that we learn, we increase our knowledge. We learn about the seerah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We learn stories from the Holy Quran. We try to understand the Holy Quran. Then you get these beautiful months, such as the month of Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan. These auspicious months about to appear and come, inshallah. These are the months that will also take you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, in which we perform virtuous deeds. So are we actually trying to find these pathways, these mediums and ways as to how can we strengthen this rope and hold, you know, fast and hard onto the rope of Allah Azza wa Jal by remembering Him, by making sabr and having patience over calamities and problems that we face? Allahu Akbar. Every way that you look around you, dear viewers in the Madani channel, Subhanallah, everything in this world is glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal. Ye jo pahad hai, suraj hai, chand hai, sitare hai, asman hai, zameen hai, darakht hai, ghas, podhe, patte, all these trees, plants, rocks, stones, everything in this world glorifies Allah Azza wa Jal. They make the tasbih of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They recognize who is their creator. You and I as insan, we have forgotten our creator, because the dunya, the activities of this world, you know, I always say this, the business, the work, the workloads, the amusements, the activities of a person. You got to go here, you got to go to that shop, you got to go to that factory, you got to buy this from the shop, you got to feed the family, you got to go pick up the child from school, go and have parents meetings, teachers meeting, this meeting, that meeting. These commitments in life has kept us so tied up that besides the five daily salah, and that in which our mind is actually not even there, we perform salah, our mind half of the time is stuck in other activities. It is wandering around the supermarkets, wandering around the marketplaces. You know, we got money to count, we got money to bank, we got things to go and buy. These daily activities have actually captivated us, and it has kept us just too busy. And you and I cannot just make the time. We cannot find the time anymore. Please, let us now come back to the basics. Let us come back, all the way back to the fundamental and to the foundation teachings. And that is to love and connect yourself with the teachings of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the sunnahs. You know, this little sunnah, such as wearing shoes, removing the clothes, wearing the clothes, waking up in the morning, reading your du'as. This is the little things that you could do that has such immense power in it that it will connect you to the love of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will rejuvenate and increase this type of connection that you're supposed to have with the Holy Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when that will connect, inshallah, you will be really enthusiastic towards seeking and acquiring ilm-e-deen, and that knowledge which you inquire, or you acquire and seek and then practice and then, you know, do amal and actions which will connect you and strengthen that love, you will see it more beneficial than that you have without knowledge, or that you do without knowledge and ilm. So one is to know something just because you have heard it from people, and one is to do an action, to commit an action after having the knowledge whilst you have researched and you have learned, mashallah. The mother the taste and the excitement of practicing something after learning is much more than hearing things or doing things from your own mind without you knowing how should I actually fulfill this commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. So subhanallah, learn the rules and regulations pertaining to salah, namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, and then taste or have the taste of that ibadat inshallah. Subhanallah, this is also part of iman, the one who has tasted his iman, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that was not my topic for discussion of today. However, inshallah, the topic of discussion for today is actually the meeting of the two seas. This is a beautiful and amazing waqi'ah and story from amongst the amazing stories of the Holy Quran called Majma'al Bahrain, when the two seas meet and what was supposed to happen at that moment, subhanallah. So, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, in conclusion of this waqia, in a nutshell, for it is a very lengthy story, subhanallah, but to give you some lessons of this, alhamdulillah, we basically would begin by saying that when Fir'aun and his people had drowned in the sea, when Allah Azza wa Jal made them to drown, then Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as his people, had settled. Or he alayhi salatu wasalam settled with his people, the Bani Israel, in Egypt. Allahu Akbar. And during that moment, a conversation had occurred between Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Allah, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then asked, Ya Rabbi Kareem, O the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the most beloved bondsman from amongst your people? Allah Azza wa Jal replied, O Musa, the most beloved banda of mine is the one who remembers me, who makes my dhikr at all times. Consistently he remembers me and he never forgets me. He never diverts his attention away from me. In anything that he does, he always remembers my dhikr. He is the most beloved banda of mine. Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then once again asked, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the best one in regards to the dispense of judgment? Which person is the best when it comes to making and judgment? Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, O Musa alayhi salam, that banda is the best, that when he makes a judgment, when he passes a judgment, he does that justly, without any dunyawi benefits, without any worldly benefits, he does it fearing Allah Azza wa Jal. So that person is the best in terms of judgment. He then asked, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu Akbar, who is the most knowledgeable person amongst your people? Allah Azza wa Jal then replied, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it is that banda that along with his ilm and knowledge, he still goes out to acquire ilm deen so that he could save himself and other people from destruction. That banda is most beloved to me as well, who has knowledge, but he does not feel shy to acquire more knowledge from others. He doesn't feel as if he knows it all, so that his intention to seek knowledge from others is to save himself and to protect others from my punishment. He then asked, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if there is anyone more knowledgeable than me, then guide me towards that person. Allah Azza wa Jal replied, O Musa, more knowledgeable than you is Hazrat Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then asked, Ya Allah, where can I meet him? Reply was given, you will meet him at a river. He asked, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, how can I get there? By which means can I reach there? Allah Azza wa Jal then replied, if you want to meet at the place where Khidr alayhi salam is, then you should take a fish in a basket, and where the fish will be lost, that is the place where you will find Hazrat Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made a firm intention that he wants to meet with Hazrat Sayyiduna Khidr in order to seek and learn ilm deen, in order to seek or to further his knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine, dear viewers, the sacrifices of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? Without any, you know, fancy vehicles in those days, they weren't those easy means of transportation. They would endure lots and lots of hardship. But they would set out on far lengthy journeys just so that they may learn something. And this is the style of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a noble prophet of Allah azza wa jal. In order to meet Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, he prepared his minister, Hadhrat Sayyidina Yusha bin Noon bin Ifrahim bin Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So he prepared him. He was his khadim or minister, his helper. And they both then set off in this journey. They set out in this journey to meet with whom? Hadhrat Sayyidina Khidr ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So happened, dear viewers, that along in this journey, a place came where he alayhi salatu wasalam began to rest. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took some rest and he fell asleep. And as he fallen asleep, Allahu Akbar, that fish which he had in the basket had began to move in that basket, and it suddenly jumped into the water because they were moving along the seashore. And the moment it jumped into the water, it created a hole in the water, a pathway in the water. Yusha bin Noon did not inform this to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. After he awoken from his sleep, they continued with their journey. And as they continued with their journey, they reached another place where he alayhi salatu wasalam then said, "Oh Yusha, it's time for lunch. Can you please bring that fish which we have brought with us?" So he replied by saying, "Huzur, that fish that you are asking for, it had jumped out of the basket at that place where you had taken some rest." When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard this, he said, "Do you know, O Yusha, this is the very same place where we were supposed to find Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam." So now they began to trace their footsteps. And as they traced that, they went back from where they had come. And when they reached that place, they found a person wrapped in clothes. And he was sitting near the seashore, the very same place where the fish had initially jumped out of the basket. So they replied by saying, they made salam. Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam replied to the salam. And then he asked, "Who are you people who is making salam on this land?" Allahu Akbar. Then he alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that, "I am Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam." So Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam then asked, "Are you that Musa alayhi salam who is the prophet of the Bani Israel?" He mentioned, "Yes, I am that very same Musa alayhi salatu wasalam." Allahu Akbar. So then Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a conversation with Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And as they had this conversation, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam having this conversation, then he, meaning Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, said, "Oh Musa, do you know that Allah azza wa jal has blessed me with that knowledge which you do not know?" Allahu Akbar. "And I have the ilm, ilmul asrar, I have the knowledge of the secrets which you may not know, whereas you have the knowledge which is called ilmul sharah, the knowledge of the religion which I do not know." Allahu Akbar. Seeing this, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then requested in the bargah, in the court of Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, that, "Please keep me in your company." Why? Because I want to learn something from you. I wish to be in your company so that I may learn something. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam then said, "Oh Musa alayhi salam, if you will be in my company, you would never, you know, have sabr and patience, because I do things that will surprise you. And if it will surprise you, you're going to ask me questions, and I dislike you asking me questions for everything that I would do." Allahu Akbar. Then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made a firm intention and he said, "Oh Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, okay, look, I will try my level best not to ask any questions. Just keep me in your company." Upon this mutual agreement that he will not ask any questions, after whatever he sees, they began a journey. Three of them began this journey: Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa, as well as Hazrat Sayyidina Yusha bin Noon. Allahu Akbar. As they began this company, as they were walking on the seashore, they saw a boat, and those people that were sailing or riding that boat had taken them also upon their boat. And as they began to cross that river or that sea, Allahu Akbar, suddenly Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam pulled out his axe from his pouch, and he then damaged a wood of that boat. He took out a plank from that boat. Seeing this, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam lost his sabr and patience. "Have you damaged this boat in order to drown those who are sitting on this?" "Laqad ji'ta shay'an imra." "Indeed, this is a very bad thing that you have done. It is not something which is good. How could you damage this boat that we are riding upon? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh Musa alayhi salam, we both had a mutual understanding that you are not going to question me. Look, you have just lost your patience in the very first part of this journey with me." Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, okay, I resist, I pull back, and I promise again, please, I just could not believe what you have just done now. We could have drowned in this boat, you damaged this boat. Allahu Akbar. Saying this, he made a firm intention once again not to ask any questions, and they continued with their journey. As they continued in the journey, they crossed the river. As they were walking past, then what happens is that he, meaning Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, entered a place where he saw a youngster, a child, Allahu Akbar, and he alayhi salatu wasalam suddenly strangled him and banged him to the ground, whereas he passed away, he died. Witnessing this incident with his naked eyes, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then lost it once again. He was astonished and shocked that he actually seen this. He once again asked, "Oh Khidr, how could you even kill an innocent or slay an innocent soul like this?" Saying this, Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam then stopped. As he paused, he looked towards Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and said, "Oh Musa, once again you have lost your sabr and patience. Did you and I not have a mutual understanding that you are not going to question me? You said you want to learn from me, so just be with me. Do you have to actually question me over and again for everything that I'm going to do?" Allahu Akbar. Saying this, dear viewers and listeners of the channel, he once again said, "Okay, I promise this time here, you know what? If I ask you for the third time, then you can surely separate from me. I just could not accept the fact that you have done this. But khair, you know best what you are doing. Let's move on in this journey." He gave him a third chance, second chance, and the last one now. If he's going to ask for the third time, then he's going to lose the company of Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. And so happened that they entered another town. As they entered the town, he alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, asked some people for some food because they were hungry, and this was a very long journey that they have taken. And those people were such cruel people that they never offered anything to eat. In fact, they refused to even give them any food to eat. Looking at their illuminated faces, Allahu Akbar, their brightened faces, instead of assisting and helping those travelers, the people of the town refused to give any sort of food to Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as Hazrat Sayyidina Yusha bin Noon. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was already very upset. And then what he sees is that Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam then sees a wall which was about to fall. And then he alayhi salatu wasalam erected that wall by invoking Ismi A'azam. By his power, he erected that broken wall, or that wall which was about to collapse. Seeing this, he alayhi salatu wasalam for the third time had then asked, "If you had taken some wages for erecting this wall, it would have been better for you. There is no one that's giving us food in this town, and you erected this broken wall. Why didn't you take some money, some wages for doing this?" Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam then stopped and said, "You know what, O Musa alayhi salam, enough is enough. You have broken your last promise as well in terms of having patience and sabr with me. I told you in the very first that you would be unable to take this journey with me. But since you have asked so many questions over and again, listen to me now. When we began our journey, the boat that I had damaged, I had defected that boat for a reason. Because in the boat that we were riding, that boat had belonged to a very noble, pious family. And that boat was the only source of income. That boat was the only source of survival for them in terms of them earning some income via that boat. And on the other end of that sea was a very tyrant king. And that king would capture and steal those boats which were good in looking. Good looking boats he would capture, he would hijack them. And defect boats he would leave them. I therefore damaged that boat so that this boat could still be in the custody of that family, so that they could continue with their day-to-day living. They could continue with their expenses. Allahu Akbar. So this was the reason for me to damage that boat, so that that king does not capture and does not hijack this boat by thinking that this is a defective boat. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Further on, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the child that I had slayed, the child which I have killed, is for no other reason but this, that because the parents of the child are people with faith, Allahu Akbar, but the child was born as an unbeliever. Meaning the child was, he is so beautiful and the parents would go to any extent to fulfill the desire of the child. I fear that as this child had grown up, he would be a cause and reason for the iman of their parents leaving their hearts. Because they would do anything for their child, and this child could be a reason for them to lose the iman. Therefore, kill this child so that the darajat and the stages of their parents could increase and the iman can be protected. Furthermore, O Musa alayhi salam, I killed one child, but Allah is now, Azza wa Jal, going to grant that woman who has lost her son a daughter, and that daughter will get married to a prophet of Allah, and she will even give birth to another prophet of Allah, Azza wa Jal. I therefore have done this to save the iman of the parents of this child. They will endure sabr over this calamity, and Allah will reward them for that patient sabr as well. Furthermore, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the last thing that you had questioned me about was the wall. Then listen attentively. O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, do you know beneath that wall is a treasure of two orphans? Allahu Akbar. They family had buried some treasures under that wall, and that is the amana of these two orphans. In fact, people that live and reside in this town are very greedy. If this wall had to fall down, then those people of the town would have robbed and taken the treasures beneath the wall, and those orphans would have been deprived of this wealth. I therefore strengthen this wall, because Allah Azza wa Jal has destined those two children to grow, and they will dig out this treasure one day. So to protect this treasure, I have strengthened the wall so that nobody would even think that there is any treasure beneath that wall. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and the Madani channel, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard the reasons behind this, Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam then further added and said, O Musa alayhi salam, I do not do anything on my own accord. Rather, I fulfill the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, the orders of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and the Madani channel, we had heard a very beautiful story, and this was regarding the meeting of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr ala Nabiyyina wa salatu wasalam. Isse pehle ki hum package ki janib jayen, we have a very beautiful package designed for you, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we go there, I just want to give a little brief introduction of Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, so that you know who he is. In fact, majority of the scholars, meaning there is a unanimous decision and agreement upon this, that he alayhi salatu wasalam is a friend and a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, whereas many other ulama and scholars believe that he is a nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, he alayhi salatu wasalam was called Abul Abbas, and his real name is Balya. Allahu Akbar. The real name of Hadrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam is Balya, and his father's name is Malkan, whereas his title, patronymic name, is Khidr. Balya is a Suryani word, and the meaning of his name is actually Ahmad in Arabic language. So if you have to translate Balya into Arabic, the translation of Balya will actually be Ahmad. Allahu Akbar. But why should people call him Khidr? Because his blessings is this, that wherever he would sit, then greenery would grow, meaning grass would grow at that spot and place where he would sit through his blessings. And the meaning of Khidr is mean green thing. Allahu Akbar. And because thing would grow from the ground because of his blessings, therefore his title had become Khidr. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam is from a very, very, very noble family, alhamdulillah. And his ancestors were all great personalities from the family of kings and badshahs. And also, dear viewers on the Madani channel, there is a unanimous agreement upon this as well of the ulama and scholars, that he alayhi salatu wasalam is even alive to date, meaning he has not made parda from this apparent world, and therefore he will live until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. This is the lengthy life of Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. He alayhi salatu wasalam have met with many, many, many prophets of Allah azza wa jal, as well as he has met the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One beautiful story, inshallah azza wa jal, we will even hear after we come back from this after watching this video clip, inshallah. So please stay tuned to Madani channel and keep on enjoying this beautiful program. Further your ilm, your knowledge, your history, inshallah, in relation to the Holy Quran, subhanallah. And we will come back after we watch this little video that we have designed for you, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
قرآن کریم کی تلاوت, اس میں یہ کہ آداب ہی ہیں اس کے کہ باوضو قبلہ روح دو زانو بیٹھ کر تلاوت کرے اور یہ ذہن بنائے کہ میں رب کا کلام پڑھ رہا ہوں. امام غزالی علیہ رحمۃ اللہ الوالی ہم جیسے غافلوں کی تنبیہ کے لیے فرماتے ہیں کہ تم لوگ اس طرح بے دلی سے قرآن پڑھتے ہو حالانکہ تمہارے کسی دوست کا تمہیں خط آ جائے لیٹر, تو تم مطلب یعنی کہ تمہارے اندر ایک کیفیت پیدا ہوتی ہے, پھر تم لوگوں سے الگ تھلگ ہٹ کر اطمینان سے کھول کر اس کو بڑے اہتمام کے ساتھ پڑھتے ہو. جب تمہارے دوست کا خط تمہیں اتنا اہتمام سے پڑھتے ہو تم, تو تمہارے رب کا کلام اور تم اس طرح بے دلی سے غفلت کے ساتھ پڑھتے ہو, کتنی اسپیڈ سے پڑھتے ہیں, اور رمضان شریف میں تو بالکل ریس لگتی ہے. معاذ اللہ, رب کا کلام, یہ بھی غور کر کے آدمی جس کو عربی آتی ہو, قرآن و حدیث پر جس کی نظر ہو, تفسیر پر جس کی نظر ہو, تو وہ تو غور و خوض کرے. حضرت سیدنا مسور بن مخرمہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ,
یوم نحشر المتقین الى الرحمن وفدا ونسوق المجرمین الى جہنم وردا, یعنی اس دن جب ہم لوگوں کو اٹھائیں گے رحمان کی طرف لے کر جائیں گے وفد کے ساتھ, اور مجرموں کو جو ہے وہ جہنم کی طرف ہانکیں گے
پیاسے. جب یہ آیتیں سنی آپ نے کسی قاری صاحب کو پڑھ رہے تھے, تو اس سے آپ نے فرمایا کہ دوبارہ یہ آیتیں پڑھو. اس نے دوبارہ یہ آیتیں پڑھی تو آپ نے چیخ ماری اور آپ کی روح قفس عنصری سے پرواز کر دی, وفات پا گئے. تو کیا ان حضرات کی تفسیر پر نظر ہوتی تھی, تو وہ اس پر غور و خوض کیا انہوں نے, تو ایک دم وہ ان کی بس روح نکل گئی. یہ ایسے خائفین میں سے تھے سیدنا مسور بن مخرمہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, یہ صحابی تھے. اور بھی بات صحابہ کے اس طرح کے واقعات ہیں, بے ہوش ہو جانے والے واقعات تو فاروق اعظم کا بھی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ. ماشاء اللہ, الحمد للہ, وی ہیو جسٹ میڈ زیارت آف امیر اہل سنت حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس قادری عطار رضوی دامت برکاتہم العالیہ, ماشاء اللہ, who has been given us some Madani pearls in relation to reciting the Holy Quran. Yes, dear viewers under the Madani channel, you know, bakhuda we have distanced ourselves from the teachings, from the recitation, from the connection of the Holy Quran. This is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. How can we not love the kalam of Allah? One is to love the kalam, but one is to read and take lessons from the Holy Quran. Because when you love something, you would often recite, you would often read, you would often have connection to it. You will look for every opportunity as to how can I turn towards the Holy Quran. Do you know, the Sahaba Ikram mentioned that even if they would lose their reins of their camels, they would find that from the Holy Quran. Every single thing they would turn towards the Holy Quran. Unfortunately, today for our problems and our calamities, we turn towards Google. We turn towards other social networkings. We speak to people. Allahu Akbar. When last have we communicated with the Holy Quran? Hazrat Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem says, when I want my Rabb to talk to me, when I want to hear the kalam of my Rabb, I recite the Holy Quran. I read and I recite the Quran. And when I want to talk to my Rabb, I stand for Salah and I talk to my Rabb. Allahu Akbar. Teachings of the Quran. Start today. Prepare yourself for Ramadan. Which last Ramadan have we made intention to complete one holy Quran? Allahu Akbar. It is really a shameful thing for us to actually accept this, that we have not done it and still make no intention whatsoever to complete a Quran in this Ramadan. Every day, if you keep 12 pages in your mind, inshallah, one para, one juz, one manzil, things will become easier for you, inshallah, azza wa jal. And we're going to close our program for today with this beautiful last incident that we learned from the Holy Quran. Of course, there are many other motivational stories, but another story which is also directly in connection with Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. One that we have just learned now was Majma' al-Bahrain, the meeting of the two seas, as well as that of the meeting of Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. And now there was a person who was the son of Yasha, and he was the uncle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he is Qarun. Qarun was a person who was a very wealthy person, and impressed by his beauty and glory, impressed by his wealth that he possessed, Allahu Akbar, and the beauty that his physical beauty that he had, people would call him Munawwar. Who does not know Qarun? Even to date, ulamas and scholars give examples of Qarun because of his riches, because of his richness, because of the wealth and dawlat that he possessed in the dunya, to this extent that the Quran says that a group of people would find it a burden to carry the keys to his treasures. Could you imagine? This is the amount of treasures that he possessed, that even the keys to those treasures would be a burden for a group of men to even carry. Allahu Akbar. But because he was overpumped by the wealth that he had, even though before that he was a very good person, he was a humble man, but the wealth that he possessed brought about arrogance, attitude, ego, and he began to have ostentation. He would show off, and that pride and the egos that he had actually caused him to destruction. And what happened was that when the hukum and the order was revealed for zakat, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam approached him and ordered him to pay his zakat. And when he calculated his zakat, initially he agreed to pay, but when he calculated his zakat, he realized that a large amount of zakat would have to be dispatched from my wealth, and for me to lose that amount of wealth is not good. So therefore, he did not only reject the shariat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the order of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, rather he began to insult Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he began to slander in different ways by saying, "Oh Musa, this is not the shariat of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is not only the sharia or a law which Allah has revealed. Actually, this is your tricks because you wish to capture my money." Allahu Akbar. You are making a bahana and a reason of zakat, lekin zakat asal maqsad nahi hai. Astaghfirullah. Rather, I know very well that you want to take my possessions, my wealth, by using the name of zakat on the name of poor people. Saying this, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam alerted him. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam warned him, "Oh Qarun, this is not the intention that I have. Astaghfirullah, this is the order of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the law, and this is what you need to abide by." But he did not accept, rather he refused, and so happened. He actually plotted a very evil thing against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, whereas he enticed a woman to claim this in a congregation that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has committed, astaghfirullah, fornication with her. And so happened that as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was addressing his people that were in large numbers, Qarun began to insult Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, "Oh Musa, what lectures are you giving us? What speeches are you giving us?" Allahu Akbar. Because you actually have committed a shameful act with a woman. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then said, "Well, if it is so, then bring her and prove it to me." He then went and called that woman that he had bribed. That woman came in front of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Before she could say a single word, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then asked her, "Oh woman, before you say anything, remember, I am asking you in the name of that Rabb, in the name of that Lord, in the name of that Creator who drowned Fir'aun and his people in the sea. Have I done anything wrong with you?" When she heard the voice of the Prophet of Allah, she began to tremble and she said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, Azza wa Jal, I have lied. Indeed, I have committed a sin due to the bribe which Qarun had given me. I have spoken a lie." Saying this, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stepped off his pulpit and he went straight into sajda, thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, whilst he had tears flooded in his eyes, showing gratitude to Allah that, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you have protected my dignity and my izzah amongst my people." Allahu Akbar. And then when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came up from prostration, he then looked towards Qarun and he said, "Oh Qarun, today you have committed a very evil sin by doing this against me, and now I command the earth to swallow you." And then before doing that, he said, oh people, that on Qarun side, you can remain with Qarun because you too will sink in the earth. And those that will follow me will come behind me. It has been mentioned in the commentary of the Holy Quran that everyone left Qarun except two wicked people that were after his wealth, that would sing the songs of Qarun. They were with him. The rest of the people came on the side of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the Quran says, Allahu Akbar, that the earth began to swallow Qarun. First till his ankle, then his knees, and then his waist. Allahu Akbar. And as he was sinking into the earth, he began to cry. He began to shout out saying, oh Musa, okay, forgive me, forgive me. I will now believe in you. Saying those words actually never helped. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not listen. The earth began to swallow him. And then what happens? The wicked people that were on behalf of Qarun then began to say, oh Musa, we still know your tricks. You want to swallow Qarun because you are still after his wealth. The first time you made a bahana and you made an excuse of zakat, but that failed. And now you want the earth to swallow him so that you can take his possessions, his wealth, his house, his properties, his treasures. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then was very upset. And he said, oh earth, just as you are swallowing Qarun, I command you to now swallow his wealth and his possessions as well. Allahu Akbar. Wherever his buildings and houses and properties and treasures were, the earth had began to swallow that as well. To this extent that the earth had taken him completely into the ground. Dear viewers, there are ayats in the Holy Quran that speaks about how Qarun was swallowed into the earth. The moral and the lesson behind this is, number one, protect yourself from pride. Number two, arrogance and ego. These are some words in the dictionaries which have destroyed the iman, the faith, and the being of human beings. Yes, dear viewers, go to the graveyard and see. Such people are sleeping helplessly in the graves who once upon a time walked upon the surface of this earth thinking that there is no one like them. When it came to their dressing, when it came to their talking, when it came to their speeches, when it came to them doing business, Allahu Akbar, today they are 6 feet beneath the ground. What did they actually take with them and go? Nothing. So why boastfully walk upon this earth? Why have pride? Can you have more than the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He is the owner of Jannah. What not he has in his empty hands, Allahu Akbar. But he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was so humble in his affairs when he spoke, when he done his things. Why do we have to have pride for everything that we do? Walk with our chest out and bounce and walk as if there is no one like you. This shows attitude and ego, especially because of ego, we are unable to repent. We are unable to resolve issues because we find it too hard. It's not suitable for my reputation to go down to a person who's more poorer than me and say, you know, brother, I'm so sorry. So delete this from your dictionary, inshallah, azzawajal, and we will not be like Qarun because Qarun was destroyed. And there are many other examples, dear viewers, on this Madani channel. We have come to the end. We leave you with the statement of Dawud Islami, which we make every single day at the end of every program. And this is just as a reminder for you and for others that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.